The Standard of Judgment, October 17. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. Every individual's work passes in review before God and is registered for faithfulness or unfaithfulness. Opposite each name in the books of heaven is entered with terrible exactness every wrong word, every selfish act, every unfulfilled duty, and every secret sin, with every artful dissembling. Heaven sent warnings or reproofs, neglected, wasted moments, unimproved opportunities, the influence exerted for good or for evil, with its far-reaching results, all are chronicled by the recording angel. The law of God is the standard by which the characters and the lives of all will be tested in the judgment. Says the wise man, "Fear God, and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment." The Apostle James admonishes his fellow Christians, "So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty." Those who in the judgment are accounted worthy will have a part in the resurrection of the just. Jesus said, "They which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world, and the resurrection from the dead, are equal unto the angels, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection." And again he declares that they that have done good shall come forth unto the resurrection of life. The righteous dead will not be raised until after the judgment at which they are accounted worthy of the resurrection of life. Hence they will not be present in person at the tribunal when their records are examined and their cases decided. Jesus will appear as their advocate, to plead in their behalf before God. "If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.